Hey everyone, Kristen here.
And Jolenta.
And reminder, we are going on a break for a few weeks while we work on the next exciting iteration of the show.
But we don't want to leave you with an empty feed. So by popular demand, we are re-releasing the first season of By the Book. That is right, the season that started it all.
So sit back and relax and think of simpler times when we were just beginning to wade into the waters of self-help.
And if you want more of us, be sure to join us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Kristen and Jolenta.
We're also on Instagram at howtobefinepod.
And now, without further ado, we present season one of By the Book.
Enjoy.
Hey, Kristen.
Yeah, Jolenta.
It's been a week since we regressed back into our past lives.
Wow. That feels like it was a lifetime ago. Get it? Past
no.
lives? Lifetime ago?
No.
Get it?
That's bad.
Lifetime.
I do get it.
That's right.
Let's stop it. It's time for our mini episode. No more bad jokes.
Bad book. Bad book.
That's right. It's time for our past lives, future healing, by the book epilogue, our mini-sode.
Exactly. So let's jump right in. Let's get to that listener mail, because you guys had a lot to say about this episode. You had a lot to say about past lives and about Kristen's conception.
Indeed. Here's a super interesting regression story that Jennifer from Toledo posted on our By the Book Facebook community page.
Side note, join the community page and talk to us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. While you're there, we put up a picture of me as a baby.
Oh, Kristen as a baby was the cutest thing I've ever seen. It like hurt. It hurt my teeth. It felt like I ate a like cube of sugar when I saw that picture.
But you know what I need, Jolenta? I need a picture of you eating chicken strips.
Oh, I'll try and find.
I need a college age picture of you.
A disgusting college picture.
We all looked great in college. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho.
Where were we? Jennifer from Toledo on our Facebook page. She says, I went to a workshop on regression once. My past life looked suspiciously like that scene from Jane Eyre where her friend at boarding school died. I still felt intensely what that scene would have been like, and it helped me change my outlook on a relationship with the person in my life who I thought the other person in the scene represented. I'm with Kristen on this one. The book sounds interesting, and it sounds like there are some insights to be gathered from an exercise like this, even if you believe it's bogus.
Ooh, such an interesting story.
I know. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Yeah. Even if it is all fake, this book was fun and can lead to some super interesting things for some of us.
Yeah. I'm still a little suspicious and wary of it, but I am glad so many people still consider the journey very fun. I'd rather they feel joy than pain. And Kristen, you certainly felt some pain when you regressed to your conception.
Yeah. I have to say that was really unexpected. And also, you just saying that sentence, you regressed to your conception. We're never going to say that again after this episode, are we?
We aren't?
No, no, because it's just weird.
Yeah. But you were, seriously, you were really brave and really honest, Kristen. And it was really beautiful to hear that. And so many of our listeners agree with me. Here's a voicemail from a listener who really related to your story.
I just wanted to thank Kristen for sharing her story about her conception that she visualized with the last podcast. I'm also a child who was adopted and have often thought about my conception and how I wasn't really planned, and I don't know if it was a great experience. Hearing you talk about that was, in a way, healing for me, and I know it was very personal to share that with everyone, and I just wanted to say thank you. And from one person to another, I really appreciate your openness. Thanks, and have a great day.
I loved that.
I could like cry right now.
We got so many great messages yeah. like that from adoptees, from mm-hmm. the parents of adoptees. Here's a tweet from Jan that really resonated with me also. I get where your husband and co-host are coming from, but your feelings were hard and valid. My conception was also accidental and unintended, and that stinks. And my life is worthwhile. It's not an either or for me. And thank you for writing that, Jan.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how I feel. And I think this isn't just true for adopted people. A lot of us are brought into this world in unkind ways, and we feel both the weight of that and the joy of being alive. Many of us feel both things side by side.
Yeah, it does not have to be a black and white situation. And I hope when we were recording, you didn't feel like I was trying to like negate your feelings by being like, whatever, I'm glad you're here. That's why you're here. Like, I feel kind of naive that I never gave much thought to like my conception or anyone's conception until we even did this episode. It's just, I didn't realize I'd been taking my conception for granted and that it's not something I ever think about.
Yeah. I mean, I think that most people are lucky enough to, you know, be able to take it for granted. And I think it's great if we can take it for granted, but you didn't do anything to negate me. I want to tell you that
you
and Dean just, you showered me with love, and being showered with love is never a bad thing. I really appreciate that. And frankly, we just don't talk about adoption and conception that much in our culture. So it's natural that those who don't live with that as part of their story don't always know what they feel comfortable talking about this kind of topic.
Yeah, yeah. I'm only really used to talking about it in like abstract ways, like does conception, like blah, blah, or like life begins at conception, does it? You know, not like how were you made? How do you feel about that?
Yeah. So I guess we're saying self-help is raising self-awareness in this case.
Ooh, wow. I never thought you'd say something like that. I agree completely. Yes.
I'm kind of kidding.
Oh, damn it.
Let's go back to the mailbag. Let's go back to the mailbag.
Oh, I wanted to address a tweet we got from Claire. She asks, is it possible for either of you to share the recorded meditation? My voice sucks and I'm too embarrassed to ask a friend.
First of all, I'm sure your voice is beautiful.
Everyone's voice is beautiful and unique.
Yes, we're all special, wonderful butterflies. We're beautiful. Your voice
Snowflakes.
Is beautiful. Yeah, but I agree. I mean, I couldn't listen to my own voice, and I had my friend Lila
that.
Do it.
Why would you not want to meditate to your own voice? That's what I did.
You are so self-helpful.
Thank
so
you.
Good. So
but
good.
I interrupted. You were going to say something about your friend Lila?
Yeah, my friend Lila. I mean, I can ask her permission to see if she wants to share the readings she did for me. Her voice is beautiful.
It
she spent
beautiful
a really long time recording all of this for me. Or if that doesn't work, your voice is beautiful, Jolenta.
Right.
Maybe we can get your voice out there for listeners who want
that. We will figure out the best place to post it, and we will let you guys know on social media where that ends up. Maybe a Tumblr or Facebook group or something. We'll let you guys know.
Yeah, Jolenta, Lila, maybe even my beautiful Minnesota accent.
Stop it, Kristen. No accent jokes. We have an important job to do now that we're done with the mailbag.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. It's time to announce the new book.
Our next book is
America's Cheapest Family Gets You Right on the Money by Steve and Annette Economides.
Will we learn to pinch pennies? Can we live off of bargain groceries? Are there actually any free, fun activities in the world?
Join us next week to find out.
Thanks again to everyone who reached out to us. Remember, you can do that too. Call us at 505-510-BOOK or write to us at buythebook@panoply.fm.
And reminder, join that Facebook community of ours where you can talk with other listeners, share stories of your own, and again, see cute pictures of me and Jolenta during our younger, more innocent years.
Also, thank you to our producer, Cameron Drews. We love you, Cam.
We love you. Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg. Bye.
Goodbye.
Later.
See
Damn it, he already stopped recording. That's fine.
See you.
Goodbye.
See you in a past life, sucker.